He arrived at the base of the wall. It slanted out of the scrub at about 40 degrees and was covered in moss. Further along, two of the company were clambering up it, almost at the top, about 7 meters above. Hawser saw a flying figure weaving through the air and disappearing over the parapet. He started climbing. The clumsily large suit made it more difficult than it should have been, but he got to the top without falling and jumped down from the parapet onto a broad wall walk. A similar moss-covered wall sloped up to the next story. To Hawser's right, the wall turned a corner beneath a stubby tower. To his left, the wall walk seemingly disappeared into a blank cross wall. According to Craiglin's plan, Hawser was supposed to head along that way. There ought to be a door there. Hawser jogged along toward the blank wall. A helmet bobbed up from the side of the sloped wall. Hawser started to duck and swerve just in case, but first an arm waved from the same place, then both helmet and arm appeared, and he recognized the woman Gao. Hawser threw back the visor on his helmet as he ran, getting a faceful of jungle-scented marjoram air. He could hear some rattling projectile fire from inside the temple and the distant thud of an exploding micro-howitzer around. He ran up to a narrow entrance cut in the sloped wall, half covered by streamers of mossy growth. Gao was kneeling, gun ready, on the splintered remains of a heavy wooden door which had blocked the passageway beyond. Hawser knelt beside her and pointed at his helmet. "My communicator's out. What's been happening?" Gao touched a button on her wrist, and her suit PA said,
"Okay so far. No huts. They on towers."
She pointed up.
"Them no fly got in. They enemy got projectile guns only. Them fall back."
She nodded and kept glancing round through the doorway and into the dark passageway beyond. Hawser nodded too. Gao tapped his arm.
"I tell Craiglin you go in, yes?"
"Yeah. Tell him my communicator's out, okay?"
"Yeah, sure. Zalin same trouble had. You be safe, okay?"
"Yeah, you be safe too," Hawser said. He stood up and entered the temple, scuffing over splinters of wood and fragments of sandstone scattered over the moss by the door's demolition. The dark corridor branched three ways. He turned back to Gao and pointed. "Center corridor, correct?" The crouched figure silhouetted against the light of the door nodded and said,
"Yeah, sure, go middle."
Hawser set off. The corridor was covered in moss. Every few meters, dim yellow electric lights burned from the walls, casting murky pools of light which the dark moss seemed to absorb. Soft-walled, sponge-floored, the narrow passage made Hawser shiver, though it wasn't cold. He checked that his gun was ready to fire. He could hear no other sound apart from his own breathing. He came to a T-junction in the corridor and took the right-hand branch. Some steps appeared, and he ran up them, stumbling once as his feet tried to run out of his oversized boots. He put his hand out and jarred his arm on the step. Some moss came off the step, and he caught a glimpse of something glinting underneath in the dull yellow light cast by the wall lights. He recovered his balance, shaking his jarred arm as he continued up the steps and wondering why the temple's builders had made the steps out of what looked like glass. At the top of the steps, he went down a short corridor, then up another flight of stairs, curving to the right and unlit. Considering its name, Hawser thought, the temple was remarkably dark. He came out onto a small balcony. The monk's cloak was dark, the same colour as the moss, and Hawser didn't see him until the pale face turned toward him, along with a gun. Hawser threw himself to one side against the wall to his left and fired his gun from the hip at the same time. The monk's gun jerked upward and let loose a fusillade of rapid fire at the ceiling as he collapsed. The shots echoed round the dark, empty space beyond the small balcony. Hawser squatted by the wall, gun pointed at the dark, crumpled figure only a couple of meters away. He raised his head and in the gloom saw what was left of the monk's face, then relaxed slightly. The man was dead. Hawser levered himself away from the wall and knelt by the balcony balustrade. Now he could see a large hall in the dim light of the few small globes which protruded from its roof. The balcony was about halfway up and along one of the longer walls, and from what he could see, there was some sort of stage or altar at one end of the hall. The light was so dim he couldn't be sure, but he thought he saw shadowy figures on the floor of the hall moving. He wondered if it was the company, and tried to recall seeing other doors or corridors on his way to the balcony. He was supposed to be down there, on that level, on the floor of the hall. He cursed his useless communicator and decided he would have to risk shouting down to the people in the hall. He leaned forward. Some shards of glass had fallen from the roof where it had been hit by the monk's gun, and his seated knee crunched on the debris. Before he could open his mouth to shout down into the hall, he heard noises from beneath. A high-pitched voice speaking a foreign language of squeaks and clicks.